Glory to Jesus Christ. One of my favorite films of recent years is called Hidden Figures, story of three mathematicians who worked for NASA in the 1960s. These mathematicians were responsible for the safe landing of the capsule Friendship 7 after both heat shield problems and a computer miscalculation. Without the skills of these mathematicians, the mission would have ended in catastrophe. One of the mathematicians discovered the heat shield problem, figured out a way to solve it, and adjusted the flight projections with that knowledge. Another one discovered that the new giant IBM computer that NASA had invested in could only calculate out so many decimal places and was rounding off at the end. And with each calculation, the error became larger and larger. And this mathematician redid the calculations by hand with a pencil and paper while Friendship 7 was on its about to return into the Earth's atmosphere. Without them, Friendship 7, along with John Glenn, would have burned up on re-entry. Obviously, it would have been a huge setback in the space race. It would have broken the hearts of Americans all across the country, and of course, most importantly, cost the life of an astronaut. The reason this film is called Hidden Figures is that these mathematicians were female and black, and this was 1961 in the South. They were relegated to a basement room, segregated and forgotten by history for a very long time. Yet without them, success could not have happened. Hidden things are sometimes the most valuable things that there are. Today in the church, we celebrate a feast called Annunciation. It's the day, 9 months to the day before Christmas, that Gabriel comes to the Virgin Mary and announces that she is going to be the mother of the Son of God. Mary asks her, "How can this be? I don't know a man. I'm a virgin." Angel Gabriel says, "The power of the Most High will come upon you. The child will be of the Holy Spirit." Mary accepts this answer and says, "Yes, let it be. Let it be to me according to your word." And so she conceives in her womb, and the Son of God becomes a human being. The Son of God becomes the Son of the Virgin. This is the day that the Son of God becomes human. You know, Christmas gets all the glory of God coming to earth. But who's the baby inside Mary these 9 months? You know, Jesus is already there. The Son of God has already been a human being for 9 months by the time Christmas rolls around. Annunciation is when it actually happens, when the Son of God becomes the Son of the Virgin. Why not a little more fanfare, even in the church, on March 25th? Why is it all on December 25th? Well, this little one-day feast is hidden in Lent like a child hidden in its mother's womb. Since this is the moment God becomes incarnate, since this is the moment when God becomes human, where is the grand celebration? Well, those mathematicians that literally saved Friendship 7 were hidden because of racism and sexism. The church's motive might be a little bit different, but the results are in some way the same. I mean, there's kind of a parallel there. And that parallel is that hidden things are sometimes the most valuable things. The church is teaching us that some of the greatest truths are mysteries hidden below the surface. You know, think about the mysteries hidden in the church. We have all kinds of rituals and symbols. What do we always ask? We say, like, why does the priest do this? Why do we have this? Why is this done? Why is this sung? There's all of these mysteries hidden below the surface. On our icons, there's all kinds of meanings and symbols painted. Some of it's pretty obvious. Some of it's like, oh, what's that mean in the corner? Parables are lessons on, they have lessons on the surface, but they also have layer upon layer of deeper meaning. And by hidden, I don't mean we're hiding it on purpose so that nobody finds it, like, you know, you hide your candy so the other people in the family don't find it. It's not like that. It's just the nature of things. I mean, think of like a pomegranate. You know, the fruit is hidden inside. Nobody hid it there. It's just how it is. It's just its nature. The meaning is hidden in layers. That's just life. Nature has a meaning hidden below the surface all the time. Or if I paint a symbol in an icon, Only people who know what the symbol is will understand the meaning. But I'm not painting the symbol in order to hide it. I'm painting the symbol to share, and my hope is that more and more people will learn it. The symbol is just there for convenience. The symbol is there for beauty. But my goal is that more and more people will understand. And part of the beauty of hidden truths and hidden mysteries is that it gets us seeking. It gets us looking. It keeps us asking. It reminds us that ultimately God is mystery. God is the great mystery. God's not like something that you find once, like a coin on the street. He's not like some code that you can unravel in a book. Our journey with God is continuous. Our journey with God is the discovery of deeper meanings, of deeper mysteries, a continuous discovery of hidden truth. And one of the reasons this Feast of Annunciation, this holy day when Mary becomes pregnant with the Son of God, one of the reasons it's hidden, I think, is so we learn to always look for hidden truth. If it comes too easy, right, we stop trying. It's just human nature. If it comes too easy, we stop trying. That's why when we're raising children, we always put stuff either out of sight or out of reach. It's to get them to learn to grasp and to seek. If all truth is logical and on the surface, we lose our sense of mystery. A meaning and truth, it can be hidden even right out in the open, right under our noses. Some of you may remember the story of Jesus feeding the 5,000 families in the wilderness. And after all the loaves and fishes are multiplied and given to the crowd and everybody's had enough to eat, what does it say? It says there are 12 baskets of food left over. 12 baskets of food. What's that about? Is it that Jesus miscalculated? Or is there a hidden meaning right under our noses? So that's one basket for each apostle. It's a hidden truth, but it's right out in the open. The 12 baskets of leftovers mean that what truths we can't take in now are held in the church for us to discover later. That's what those 12 baskets are for. It's a hidden truth right out in the open. The truths that we can't take in now are available to us to find later. Hidden truth is everywhere. But in order to discover it, we have to slow down and we have to open our eyes. And when was the last time you did that for your neighbor? Looked for the hidden goodness in them. You know, like these mathematicians working for NASA that were pigeonholed and hidden away because they were black and female. How many times have we overlooked the image of God in someone else because we couldn't see past the surface? Long before his birth in Bethlehem, Christ came to us as a teeny baby, but hidden away in his mother's womb. Hidden things are sometimes the most valuable things that there are. The kingdom of heaven is a treasure hidden in a field. Take some looking. The mysteries of God are eternal. Never stop discovering. The apostles took up 12 baskets of leftovers. The hidden truths we couldn't find yesterday are there to find today and tomorrow. Amen.
Amen.